What's the deal with crazy version numbers and the support library? This is Fragmented, an Android developer podcast where we talk about building good software and becoming better Android developers. I'm Kaushik, and today we're going to talk about it. For the most part, if you're starting a new Android app today, Android Studio just takes care of all of this for you. It pulls the right libraries and you're good to go right from the start. It never really is a problem until you maybe decide one day to bump up your min SDK version number or just clean up shop and, you know, remove some of those unnecessary dependencies. The question is, are they unnecessary? There's like a V7, a V4, a V13, app compat, and some of those interdepend on each other. Well, hopefully, after listening to this fragment, you'll understand that there's some rhyme and rhythm to all those version numbers. Now, I'm going to assume you already know what the support library is and why it's so, so important for us Android developers. All that we're going to talk about today is how to make sense of all those version numbers specifically. Largely, you can group the support libraries into two, compatibility libraries and component libraries. Again, that's compatibility and components. Let's start with the compatibility libraries. These help take some specific component or feature and backport it so that we can use these in previous versions of Android. Compatibility libraries are just awesome. I mean, they're the best. We don't ever have to worry about re-implementing these features ourselves in previous versions of Android. It's just amazing. Okay, so what are the big compatibility libraries, or at least what are the ones that we see all the time? Those would be V4 or version 4, V7, V13, and AppCompat. Now, the 4, 7, and 13 that you see in those libraries, they don't necessarily mean, at least from a traditional software versioning perspective, what you would expect them to mean. The V7 support library, that doesn't mean it's the more advanced version of the V4 library. Likewise, V13 doesn't mean it has more features than V4 or anything like that. The number that you see in those libraries basically boil down to your application's minimum API or SDK support. So if your application uses a min SDK version of, say, 14 or 15 in your Android manifest file, then you're good to use the V13 support library. But if your min SDK is something around 12, then you should probably look at the V7 support library and so on. Basically, you pick that version number that's closest but less than equal to the API support version of your app. By the way, two episodes back, we just grazed this topic with Mike Wolfson, and that was an amazing episode, and we gave you a little snippet there, so you should listen to what Mike has to say in that episode. Basically, the key point to remember is what is your min SDK version, and that helps decide if you should be using V4, V7, or V3. Okay, so we talked about the heavy hitters. Let's now talk about the one that probably matters the most, AppCompat. Now, as the Lollipop SDK popped from Google, they introduced us to the mystical world of material design. Now, this would have been a colossal pain in the butt for us developers to implement and support for previous versions of Android. So luckily, they gave us AppCompat. AppCompat is also awesome. Always use AppCompat. If you want your app today to be modern and not look like it was built in probably the Stone Ages, you need AppCompat. So that's like your big next take-home point. Always use AppCompat. The only problem with AppCompat, again, is that it has a terrible, terrible versioning convention. How do we add AppCompat to our project? We basically enter the snippet in our Gradle file, and that snippet is compile.com.android.support:appcompat-v7: the revision number. Now, this revision number happened to be 21.0.0 at the time, because obviously Lollipop was API 21. And in their introductory blog post, they kept referring to it as AppCompat v21, which in my humble opinion was kind of a mistake, because that revision number, the 21 portion of like the import statement, is monotonically increasing. What does that mean? That means that when the next versions came up, like Lollipop, MR1, and Marshmallow after that, those revision numbers kept bumping up. So it didn't make any sense to call it AppCompat V21 because then there was a V22 and a 23 and then there was a 21.0.3. So I just feel it didn't make any sense to call that V21. But even that's not too bad. The problem is that they call it AppCompat-V7. Now, you would think that this V7 would refer to the min SDK API level, right? Using the previous reasoning that we talked about, the whole V4, V7, V13 thing. But no, AppCompat doesn't go all the way to API 7, which is Eclair, by the way. It goes only up to Gingerbread, which is 9. Now, backporting to Gingerbread is pretty darn amazing. Let's not mistake that for anything else. I mean, I can't bring myself to backport my own application to anything before 14. So kudos to the folks at Google for doing it all the way up to 9. But then why not just call it AppCompat-V9 and just tack the revision numbers at the end like all normal libraries? Beats me. My guess is that they maybe wanted to initially support all the way to V7, but somewhere midway they decided that was like not going to happen, so they stuck till 9. Also, another fun fact, I kept referring to V21, 22 as revision numbers. Revision numbers are actually what you would think version numbers mean. So V22 is greater than V21, which is greater than V20. In that the newer versions, like 22 to 23, they have more fixes and advancements than previous versions. So whenever you see revision numbers in the Android docs, for most cases, you can safely assume that those would be monotonically increasing versions. Well, at least I do, and it's worked out so far. I'll paste a link in the show notes to the support library changelog where you can sort of see this pattern of revision numbers. Now, if that wasn't enough, one more additional crazy thing about AppCompat. Although it's declared as AppCompat V7, internally, it actually depends on the V4 support library. So remember that whole V4, V7, V13 min SDK tip that I gave you? If you use AppCompat, as you probably should in today's world, it doesn't really matter. Because AppCompat V7 depends on V4. Now, it doesn't include it by default. So if you look at the actual jar file for AppCompat V7, you won't find the V4 library classes in there. But I mean, you don't have to include it manually because Gradle does this automatically for you. So it's basically a piece of cake with Gradle. All you have to do is throw in that import statement for AppCompat V7 and it pulls down all those required dependencies, which is why in your external libraries, you'll also find V4 support library if you add AppCompat to your application. I'll add a link in the show notes to that Gradle command that actually shows you this pretty graph of dependencies. So that's basically what this whole first category is about, compatibility. Now let's look at components. What are some of the big component libraries? Recycler View, aka ListView 2.0. How do we include this? Compile com.android.support : recyclerview-v7. And then the usual revision number. So in a sample app here that I have, it's 23.1.1. But wait, recyclerview-v7? Here, it actually follows the convention and you can use Recycler View all the way down to Eclair or API 7, which is crazy, by the way. Imagine that you can use something as powerful as Recycler View down till Eclair. Okay, moving on. Some of the other component libraries are Card View, which is nice, Grid Layout, which all three of you listening use, and the Palette Library, which again, we talked about with Mike in a previous episode. So if you see the declaration on all these components, all of them have V7, which basically means you get most of these up all the way, all the way to Eclair, which is crazy. So those are the component libraries. And in order to use them, you include the import statements individually in your Gradle file. Now you may be wondering, what about snack bar, floating action button, floating label, edit text, nav view, tab layouts, coordinator layout, all that good stuff? Well, those come under a single collection called the Design Support Library. Now, why not release them just as the independent components like Recycler View? Well, you have to understand Recycler View is more like a framework-based thing. The Design Support Library was meant more to allow you to add more of the material design components. So coupled with AppCompat, the Design Support Library closes the gap for adding material design into your application. And how far back does the design support library take us? Well, let's look at the import statement. compile.com.android.support:design:22.2.0. Wait a minute, there's no V7 or V4 there. Bad Google. Bad Google. So in this case, you can't really figure out from the import statement, but if you must know, I'll add a link again to this in the show notes. Ian Lake, releaser of amazing Android dev YouTube videos, he mentioned in a blog post that this goes all the way up to 2.1, which by the way is V7. So technically, this would have actually been a great time to add that stupid V7 suffix, but oh well. Now, I want to actually wind down on a more positive note. Again, I know I say this to be funny, but the folks at Google are also human beings. Do you think they're messing with us and playing a cruel joke with those version numbers? No, I mean, there are so many intricate, convoluted dependencies flying around everywhere. Sometimes it's just hard to work around these. We, on the other hand, we just plug in that single line in Gradle and boom, we get a whole bunch of these amazing libraries and can use them as far as V7. So if the Android world had an equivalent for, like, you know, the Emmys or Oscars, the creators and maintainers of Android support library would truly deserve the Oscars. Probably up there with Jake and Jesse. All right, I'm going to hit the stop button now and grab myself a toast smeared with some amazing Nutella. But before that, I want to actually take a quick minute and point you to our amazing podcast network, spec.fm. Some of our friends there release some amazing shows geared towards developers and designers. So definitely check that out. Also, we now have a Slack channel as part of spec.fm. So you should come by and say hi to Don and me. Don and I? Well, the chances that you can catch us on that Slack channel are definitely much, much higher than if you sent an email to us, which, by the way, you can also do at fragmentedpodcast.com/contact. So head over to the URL spec.fm and join the Fragmented channel and come and say hi. But if you're feeling shy, you can always just contact us with our Twitter handles. So thanks for listening, and I will catch you next week.